Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Sure can. Mo has 2, Nagin has 3, and Amy has 3.
All right, that means, Mo, you're up first. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Biden traveled to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed blank package.
The stimulus package.
Right. This week, EU regulators said there's no evidence suggesting that blank's vaccine causes blood clots.
AstraZeneca.
Right. After President Biden called their president a killer, blank recalled their U.S. ambassador.
Russia.
Right. On Thursday, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse raised concerns that the FBI investigation into Supreme Court Justice Blank may have been a sham.
The confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, the FBI background.
Right,
check.
Exactly. This week, a wax museum in San Antonio had to put its Donald Trump figurine in storage because blank.
It began melting.
No, because people kept punching it. No. On Monday, both the S&P 500 and the blank closed at record highs.
The Dow.
Right. On Sunday, Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan were named as the top 4 seeds in the men's blank tournament.
NCAA.
You got it. This week, a Virginia man was fired from his job at DoorDash after he was caught blanking by a doorbell camera.
Eating the food.
Yes, eating the food. Yeah. The man was this close to completing his delivery when the doorbell camera caught him rifling through the McDonald's bag, taking out a hash brown, and then sitting down on the porch to eat it. The man is now banned from DoorDash for breaking the company's number one rule, always eat the customer's food in your car. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Very well. 7 right for 14 more points. He now has 16 and the lead.
Well done, Mo. All right, I'm going to arbitrarily pick Nagin to go next. Nagin, fill in the blank.
Okay.
On Thursday, the White House announced that they had hit their goal of 100 million blank weeks ahead of schedule.
Vaccines?
So yeah, vaccine doses. On Monday, Deb Haaland was confirmed as the first blank to serve as a cabinet secretary.
Native American?
Right. This week, the FBI filed additional charges against the leaders of white nationalist group The Blanks.
Proud Boys?
Right. In a statement released on Monday, the Vatican said that priests cannot bless blanks.
Same-sex marriages.
Right. This week, a shop owner in Minneapolis was unable to placate an angry customer who complained, quote, I ordered a dozen masks from you and you only sent blank.
One mask.
He complained, I ordered a dozen masks and you only sent me 12. Following his interview with Oprah, blank says he has spoken with both his father and his brother.
Prince Harry?
Yes. With 10 total nominations, Mank leads the pack for this year's Blank Awards.
Oscar nominations.
Yes. This week, the starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks was placed on an injured list after he injured himself blanking.
Dancing on the field.
No, he injured himself shaving. I guess he nicked his throwing cheek. The Diamondbacks say pitcher John Duplantier cut himself while, quote, trying to put his razor together. Which is a weird way to describe assembling something that only has 2 parts. Of course, plenty of people think this story is just a cover-up. Look, I don't know how you could cut your finger on a mistress, but that's 100% what happened. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
She had 6 right for 12 more points. She now has 15, but Mo still has the lead with 16.
Wow, impressive. All right. How many, then, does Amy need to win?
Need 7 to win.
7 to win. Here we go, Amy, a tall order, but you can do it. Fill in the blank. This is for the game. On Wednesday, the IRS announced plans to push the blank deadline to May.
Tax filing.
Right. This week, a Texas man was arrested with a gun and ammo near blank's official residence.
George Bush?
No, Vice President Harris's. Despite the growing economy, the Fed said they would not increase blank's.
Interest rates?
Yes, this week a man in Texas was arrested for borrowing a loaner car from a BMW dealership and blanking.
Driving it into a Toyota dealership.
No, he drove it to a bank, robbed it, and returned to the dealership and tried to use the stolen money to buy a BMW.
I won.
On Tuesday, Israeli archaeologists found dozens of fragments of new blanks hidden in a cave.
Oh, like Dead Sea Scrolls?
Exactly. With big wins on Sunday, both Beyonce and Taylor Swift set new records for blank awards.
Grammys.
Right. This week, 2 people driving a stolen car in Maryland were left stranded after they blanked.
Ran out of gas.
No, after they stopped to help someone with a flat tire, and the person with the flat stole their stolen car. The two men had just stolen a Toyota RAV4 when they spotted another driver struggling with a flat tire on the side of the road, and being really sweet car thieves, they decided to stop and help. Unfortunately, while they were replacing the tire in that guy's car, the driver with the flat jumped into the RAV4 and drove away. On top of that, it turns out the car with the flat tire was also stolen. It just proves that old saying, two wrongs don't make a right, so why not try for three? Bill, did Amy do well enough to win?
Amy had four right for 8 more points. She now has 11, but that means with 16, Mo is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Mo. That was amazing as you were like tracking Amy's performance.
Yeah.
At the moment where you had seized victory.
I know. It was really great. I just thought I'd call it.